today in room 205 of the Capitol building. There's not many people here to really silence your cell phones, but if you have a cell phone, please make sure it's silenced. Committee members are Senator Geisel, myself, Senator Wilson, Senator Baggage. I'm sorry, Senator Baggage is on other state business right now. Excuse, and I believe we have Senator Schauer on the phones. This afternoon, we'll hold initial hearing and take public testimony on Senate Bill 190, Dentist Specialty Licenses, by Senator Wilson. At the table is our trusty staff member, Ms. Jasmine Martin, who will take us through a brief overview. And before then, I'll just give a quick opening conversation that Senate Bill 190 is more of a truth in advertising bill. Currently, any dentist can advertise as a specialist, and there's no currently definition in statute for a dental specialist. Under the Alaska State Board, dental examiners do not have authority to define them. This bill would establish that if a dentist advertises a specialty in a field, they must be a specialist. Qualifications of a specialist would be set by the Board of Dentistry, and the board would issue specialty licenses. At this time, I'll turn it over again to our trustee staff, Jasmine Martin, that will go over this, and also here for testimony, for invited testimony, we have Dominique Wenzel, member of the Dental Board Examiners, and Dr. Dave Logan, the Executive Director of Alaska Dental Society. Ms. Martin, the floor is yours.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Jasmine Martin. I'm staff to Senator Wilson. And as Senator Wilson noted, this is a truth in advertising bill. Senate Bill 190 allows the Alaska Board of Dental Examiners to define and license dental specialists and prohibits dentists from advertising as a specialist if they've not been licensed by, as one by the board. This bill was brought to us by dentists who saw it as an issue. Senate Bill 190 allows, currently a dentist can advertise as a specialist such as an orthodontist, periodontist, and endodontist with no specialty training. The board has no authority to punish these dentists and because the legislature has not given the board the authority to define and license what a dental specialist is. I'll just cover a sectional of the bill. It's a one-section bill, but I'm going to kind of go through line by line or section by section. So it adds a new section to AS 836. Title 8 is our business and professions, and Chapter 36 is dentistry. Page 1, line 4. Adds Section 836.242, License to Practice as a Specialist Required, and establishes that a dentist may not advertise using the term specialist, the name of a specialty, or other phrase that suggests they are a specialist unless they actually have a specialist license. Page 1, line 10, adds Section 836.243, Qualifications for Specialists and Scope of Practice. It establishes that in order to qualify for a specialist license, a person must hold a dental license issued by the board and meet the qualifications of a specialist as established by the board in regulation. In creating the qualifications for a specialist license, the board shall consider the standards of a nationally recognized certifying entity approved by the board, and establishes that a dental specialist can only claim to be a specialist in the specialty they hold a license in. And then page 2, line 8, adds section 836.245, suspension and revocation of a specialist license. And it establishes that the board may suspend or revoke a specialist license as set by AS 36.315. This is a, and one change that the board has actually requested to this bill is adding an effective date of March 21st, 2021. So this legislation would align with their licensing cycle. I can now cover the fiscal note. There is 10 fiscal note from corporations, business, and professional licensing. They anticipate a small fiscal impact that will be absorbed in their regular budget. And I appreciate the committee's time today and respectfully ask for your support of Senate Bill 190.
And just for full disclosure, for the record, you know, our purpose of bringing this up is there's another very similar title that's in the Finance Committee that we're looking to sort of have an amendment to this. I just want to get this concept and idea out there on the record before we offer an amendment and push this up to the Finance Committee. With that, I think any additional questions? Senator Geisel.
So for clarity, Mr. Chairman, this is a by request bill. Is that true?
Correct.
Okay, it didn't state that in the and could you remind me again, what was the effective date that was being asked for?
March 1st, 2021.
March 1st, right, to coincide with their licensing date, which is very logical. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And here for invited testimony, we have Dr. Wenzel.
Hello.
Well, sir, if you can put yourself on the record and provide a few minutes of your public testimony, I mean, invited testimony.
Thank you. Through the chair, my name is Dr. Dominic Wenzel. I am part of the Alaska Dental Board. Thank you for allowing me to speak. The Dental Board had a meeting on March 3rd, and we discussed SB 190, and we unanimously offered support for the bill, and we are willing to write any companion regulations necessary. That is it.
Thank you. Any questions for Dr. Wenzel? Senator Schauer, we're going to check in with you.
I am here loud and clear, and I have no questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your time, Dr. Wenzel, and thank you for your board support. Dr. David Logan, if you want to put yourself on the record or provide your few minutes of invited testimony.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Dave Logan. I'm the executive director for the Alaska Dental Society. And just like to reiterate our support for this bill as well. I think Ms. Martin did a wonderful job of explaining it. Currently, the board is handicapped with dentists who are making some questionable advertising, and it's somewhat confusing for the public. We would like to see more clarity within the advertising and standards for that, and we feel that by establishing some firm guidelines as to who can advertise as a specialist and what qualifications they would have to have, that would eliminate some of the confusion for the public. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Yes, I have a question. Can you give an example of sort of maybe a bad actor that would have not a truth in advertising?
Sure. I'm not really thrilled about attaching names, but there are some instances where some dentists have decided to specialize, to limit their practice to seeing children, and they're advertising themselves as pediatric dentists, which is not the same as having undergone a pediatric training program, which is 2 to 3 years. There's also been instances where people are claiming things that aren't in fact a specialty, sleep apnea being an example. A couple of dentists in the state claim to be sleep apnea specialists, but it's not a recognized specialty, and the amount of training they have is measured in weeks, not years.
Thank you. Senator Gacy?
Thank you, Mr. Sherman. Dr. Logan, thank you for that testimony. I am aware of some of the dentists you're referring to that claim to be pediatric specialists, and I do have concerns about them. So I do appreciate this bill and the subject it's brought up. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Well, not seeing any other questions, we'll go ahead and open up public testimony. Public testimony is open on Senate Bill 190. Not seeing anyone else online, and not seeing anyone here in the room that would like to come and testify to Senate Bill 190, we're going to go ahead and close public testimony. All right. With that, that is our committee meeting for the day. Is there any other comments, Senator Geisel?
You know, Mr. Chairman, this is a logical bill. The purpose of the regulation to regulate healthcare professionals, the overriding purpose of that is public safety. And having people claim to be specialists who are not jeopardizes public safety. So I regret that there is not a quorum here today, because I would be advocating right now that this bill move on to the Finance Committee today. But unfortunately, we don't have a quorum. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. We can take a brief at ease here. back on the record here. Let the record reflect that we were joined by Senator Begich. And we do have amendment number one that was passed out, Senator Geisel.
Mr. Chairman, I move amendment number one.
I object for purpose of discussion.
Sure. So let me, it's a short amendment. So on page one, line one, following the word dentistry, we would insert these words, and providing for an effective date. And then go to page two, following line 10, there'll be a new bill section to read section 2, this act takes effect March 1, 2021. Mr. Chairman, the effective date would coincide with the licensing renewal date for the Board of Dental Examiners, and that's why that date was chosen. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And with that, I'll move my objection. Is there further objection to amendment number one? All right, seeing none, amendment number one has passed. Is there any other further amendments? Seeing or hearing none, do I have a motion to move this bill from committee? Senator Geisel.
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Bill 190, version 31LS1260/M, as amended, from this committee to the next, with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, Senate Bill 190 has moved from committee with as amended, and we'll go ahead and finish up today. We are going to cancel our Wednesday meeting due to other business and scheduling conflicts here in the state capitol. On Friday, we'll hold a confirmation hearing for one of our board of mental health boards and one appointee for the, I think, for the state medical board. And we'll also hold initial hearing on House Bill 133, Juvenile Justice Facilities and Treatment, by Representative Sponholz. Any other closing comments? Seeing none, we are adjourned at 1:47. We'll just ask committee members to stick around to sign the paperwork. Thank you.